Welcome back to the State of the Line podcast. Today, I'm joined by NCCI's Executive Director and Senior Economist, Stephen Cooper, and he's going to talk about the most recent jobs report and how key labor market statistics could potentially impact workers' compensation. This actually wasn't the episode that we had planned for August, but we know the economy is top of mind for stakeholders and thought it was important to address what we're seeing. So let's jump right in. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you. Very happy to be back.
We saw the jobs numbers on Friday. Bit of a surprise. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah. So at the top line, the economy added 73,000 jobs in July, which was a little bit lower than expected, but not that wholly interesting in of itself. What was the surprise were the revisions to the previous 2 months. So job growth in June was revised from 147,000 down to just 14,000. And May was revised for 144,000 down to just 19,000. Now, those were not typos. Those were actually the revisions that we saw, a combined two-month revision of minus 258,000 jobs. Said another way, almost 90% of the job growth that we thought we had for those months was revised away.
Let's pause for a second and talk about that revision. It seems like a bigger difference than we're used to seeing. So what would a typical month of revisions look like for context?
Yeah, so let's start at the beginning here. So every month, the BLS publishes the latest month's job number and revises the prior 2 months. And the reason for this is because the data is collected from surveys of about 120,000 businesses, and then they combine that with some models to produce the initial monthly numbers. Then over the next 2 months, you have additional information that comes in to improve the accuracy of those numbers. So, you know, sometimes you have late survey responses or you just get more robust data in, and then we have those normal revisions that come through. Now, while revisions are normal, the magnitude of these revisions was not. The number of the revisions typically fluctuates on a monthly basis, and usually outside of recessions, we see something usually less than around 50,000 jobs or so per month. We don't typically see a two-month revision of 258,000 jobs. That's quite outside the norm. In fact, this was actually the largest downward revision that we've seen outside of a recession since 1968. And these were also the largest monthly revisions we've seen since early 2020. After taking into account the revisions, the economy only added an average of 35,000 jobs over the past 3 months. And that's the slowest pace of job growth that we've seen since the pandemic.
That seems kind of significant.
It could be. And more importantly, these revisions might have changed some people's assessment of the strength of the labor market. Rather than getting new data that changed that assessment, it was revisions that could be changing what people thought about where we were in the labor market overall. You know, we first wrote back in the third quarter of 2024 about being a little bit more cautious on the labor market based on the data that we were seeing. That caution did seem premature based on what we got subsequently after, but now it seems like that caution might be warranted.
I do remember that, Stephen, back in 2024. And so for anyone who's interested, you can go back on ncci.com, read our previous quarterly economics briefings. Stephen and his team do an in-depth analysis of the economy, the job market, and its potential impacts on workers' compensation. And so I always have to do a shameless plug, but I think that that content would be really relevant for our listeners. Let's get back to the labor market itself. So we have these revisions to the jobs numbers for the past few months. What about the most recent numbers?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, you know, this was the slowest 3 months of job growth that we've experienced since the pandemic. And what's a little bit more worrying than that is that it's not just the pace of overall job growth slowing down. If we look at just the sector education and health services, that sector's averaged around 67,000 jobs gained per month over that same time period. In contrast, all other industry groups have averaged negative 35,000 jobs per month for that time frame. Prior to this report, we had been talking about labor market resilience in the face of uncertainty, and now things look a little different.
So let's take that up and determine what does that all mean for the outlook for the economy?
Yeah, for the economy, we're starting to see a few worrying data points coming in now. So GDP growth for the first half of the year averaged just 1.2%. Now, that is a combination of the negative 0.5 for the first quarter and a little more robust 3% for the second quarter. But on net, 1.2% for the first half of the year is a bit of a slowdown. Additionally, job growth for the first 7 months of the year averaged just 85,000, with, as we mentioned, 35,000 over just the last 3 months.
So for those of us that don't live and breathe the labor market data like yourself, can you help us put those numbers into perspective?
Of course. So if we think back to 2024, GDP grew about 2.5% over the course of the year, and job growth for the year averaged a little bit shy of 170,000 per month. So it's quite a slowdown that we've seen in both metrics this year. But with that being said, uncertainty may have been a major contributor to these trends. And so with tariff rates now largely set and the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed by the president, some of the policy uncertainty that we've seen has likely been lifted. And we may see some of that foregone activity and hiring from earlier in the year resume in the second half of the year, now that businesses know a little bit more about what to expect in the environment that they're going to be operating in going forward. We do remain a little bit cautious on the economy, as it's very difficult to predict the direction that things may move for the remainder of the year, given the confluence of these factors that we're dealing with.
And last, and certainly very important for our audience, what does this mean for workers' compensation?
Absolutely. So one positive note that we did see from that labor report has been the resilience of wage growth. Strong wage growth has continued to support payroll growth overall for workers' compensation, despite the slowing that we've been seeing on the employment growth side. Now, wages are the dominating factor for payroll growth, which should make sense to everybody out there listening. If we think about the difference between adding several hundred thousand more workers compared to the existing 160 million or so people with jobs getting paid 4% more each year.
Stephen, we know that you and your team will be vigilant with monitoring all available indicators, and we will continue to keep our stakeholders informed. And of course, we'll link all the resources, the QEB, the labor market insights, in the show notes. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me back, and we'll continue to keep the industry apprised of everything going on in the economy.
We've heard from many of you with thoughtful questions for Stephen, so please keep them coming. You can reach out to us anytime at insights@ncci.com. Thanks for joining us on the State of the Line podcast. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2025. All rights reserved.